Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show, a comprehensive overview of what's happening on campuses across the country. They are taking over Columbia. What is driving this? Who is responsible? We dive deep into it in a full explainer episode. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. If you want to become a member, go to members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
They are counting on your surrender. If you give up, they win. But what if we look back and we realize we were just inches away from victory, and that's when we decided to give up?
Join us and thousands of American patriots for the summer convention that all are invited to.
You're going to hear how we're going to win in 2024.
With the biggest speakers in the movement, featuring President Donald J. Trump.
We're going to fight and we're going to win.
Charlie Kirk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Ben Carson, Steve Bannon, Candace Owens, Lara Trump, Senator Rick Scott, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Benny Johnson, Jack Posobiec, and more. June 14th through 16th.
2024 is our final battle.
In Detroit, Michigan.
The great silent majority is rising like never before.
Join us for the People's Convention.
This is a new ball game, everybody. You send a message. We play to win.
Register now at tpaction.com/peoples.
The campus riots are ongoing. And it's important to note that these universities are being enveloped by a beast of their own making. They did this. They did this to themselves. For the past 20 or 30 years, especially, university campuses have been teaching students that pay tuition or go into debt to go to their institution a very specific worldview. The worldview goes as follows: that the world is broken between oppressors and oppressed. That the only distinction that matters is not a male-female distinction, a good or evil distinction, is a God or man distinction. The only distinction that matters is the distinction of who's in charge, who has power. This is a Marxist way of viewing the world. They look at it through the bourgeoisie or the proletariat. You must crush the bourgeoisie to raise up the proletariat, the working class. The universities are being devoured by a monster that they have subsidized, that they have created, that they have platformed, and shouldn't they be proud? And that is why you are seeing a paralysis at Columbia University. They don't quite know what to do because the students are not acting radically. The students are doing what they've been taught. The students are following orders. There's a great sign of the left-wing ideology that is being taught at these universities. You're on either one side or the other side. And the way that they teach these students is that Israel, America, the West is all one category. And the other category are the oppressed people, the people in quote-unquote Palestine, the Arab nations that are being oppressed by the colonialists. This is why they are obsessed with this idea of neo-colonialism. This is why they need to have Indigenous Peoples Day, not Columbus Day. This is exactly why they talk about how Israel is a colonialist state. It is an apartheid state. It was illegally founded. So the thrust is not necessarily just anti-Semitism, which is definitely part of it. It's not just anti-Jew or Jew hatred. It is anti-West. They believe any sort of historical success is evil. And I want to be as clear as possible. What you are seeing at Columbia University, what you are seeing at Yale, what you're seeing at Harvard, what you're seeing at University of Washington, which I am visiting, by the way, a week from today. And if the encampment is still going on at University of Washington, I'm going to go right into the encampment. And we'll see how that goes for them. Is that this is not the exception. This is the rule. These students are following orders. They're following instructions. This is what they've been taught. They have been studious. They've listened carefully to what the professors have been telling them. They've been taking notes. They've read the books, and now they're doing the work. Anti-Israel protesters, Jew haters at Columbia, were ordered to vacate their campsite on campus by 2 p.m. yesterday, or else face suspension. They refused to do so, and instead last night, students escalated dramatically. Now, let me pause. There are non-students involved in this as well. There are professional agitators or people that just enjoy a good fight against the system, anarchists that are showing up. In the hours just after midnight, several dozen students executed a takeover of Hamilton Hall, one of the core buildings on the university campus. Hamilton Hall, notably, was also subject to an occupation by campus radicals back in the 1960s, which, by the way, helped get Richard Nixon elected. I'll talk to you about that in a second. They barricaded doors with furniture and smashed at least one of the building's windows. They hung up several banners, one reading Intifada, which is an Arabic word for uprising. By the way, intifadas are almost always bloody, they're almost always violent, and they almost always result in dead Jews. That's what an intifada is. So intifada is not a dog whistle. Intifada would be the equivalent of saying off with their head. That's the best way I could translate it into English. The students have announced they will not leave Columbia until Columbia grants amnesty for protesters, reveals all of its investments, and divests completely from Israel. Now, there have been several hundred supportive demonstrators outside the building, many of whom formed a human chain around it after the takeover, including professors. Of course, this is just the highest profile demonstration. They're happening all across the country. Some are not being put up with by law enforcement. They shut down the one at Arizona State University. They've shut down several in Texas, and they are shutting them down. Again, everyone has a right to speech. But when you take over a campus and you prevent other people from learning and you break the law and you break windows, you should go to jail for a long period of time. But they won't. Instead, they are protected by the faculty. They are negotiating with the terrorists. Police have just ended a building takeover at Cal Poly Humboldt by arresting 25 students. Reportedly, protesters and rioters there may cause millions of dollars worth of damage to the campus already. But this is what's important. These Jew haters and anti-Israel activists, they do not want the right to speak. They want power, total power. None of these people believe in free speech. They believe in their freedom of speech, but not for you. They want to impose their demands through rioting and through outright mayhem. These are not protesters. These are rioters, anarchists. They want to dissolve Western society as we know it. But I want to repeat the point. This is what these colleges have been producing the last decade especially. This is not an exception. This is a rule. These are the people that now work at the FBI. These are the people that now work at Goldman Sachs. This is Columbia. This is not a random community college, God bless community college, in Florida. This is supposed to be the creme de la creme. These are supposed to be the best that we have to offer. And the best that we have to offer are taking over buildings and yelling, Intifada. And the university is negotiating with them. Why? Because the university deep down sympathizes with them. They've taken over these institutions a long time ago. It is a hostage situation. But who's holding who hostage? The university president at Columbia is being held hostage by these radicals. And the radicals are in the faculty. The radicals are in the DNA and the fiber of the institution. What happens on college campuses will soon happen in the halls of Congress. What happens in the halls of Congress will soon then become laws that we have to live under. The college campuses are the bellwether, the harbinger, the canary in the coal mine. You see them rioting at Columbia today. What are they going to do in a downstream effect in the coming years? This is not some sort of outlier. It is the rule of what our university campuses have become, what they're creating. However, I could tell you this is a major problem for the Democrats. The sophisticated types in the Democrat Party are trying to get this to end as quickly as possible. But this is a runaway train. This is the JV team that has become violent, and it's not going away until the war ends between Israel and Gaza. These have become islands of revolutionary anarchy, and it's putting on full display the true base of the Democrat Party. Most emergencies come without warning, and when the next one comes, you won't have a second to spare on packing and preparing. You need to get ready now before an emergency strikes. Your supplies should be within reach, ready to grab and to go at a moment's notice. Secure those supplies at MyPatriotSupply.com. Start with a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of American families prepare since 2008. My Patriot Supply are the experts in all things self-reliance. Their 4-week emergency food kit offers 2,000 calories every day, protected by heavy-duty 4-layer packaging. These kits last up to 25 years in storage. These delicious foods are sealed inside rugged buckets with handles designed to grab in a hurry. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get as many food kits as your family needs for $50 off each. They ship fast and free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. The Democrat Party is very worried about these riots and the campus protests. Disorder helps Donald Trump. I want to just emphasize this. The number one news story out of New York should be that Donald Trump's in a courtroom. Front page of the Wall Street Journal is not Donald Trump law updates. Front page of the Wall Street Journal is University of South Florida police officers take a pro-Palestinian protester. All about Gaza. Gaza, 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 Gaza. And not in the sense that it helps the Democrats. Disorder helps Trump for a very simple reason. It makes him not the big story while he is in the courtroom. He's not president, so it's not his fault. Trump is always stronger when the news is not about something he's dealing with and instead about something he could solve as president. Let me say that again. Trump is always stronger when the news is not about something that they're throwing at him and instead about something that he can solve as president. Border, economy, foreign war, domestic chaos. And the university administration, they are negotiating with these maniacs. There's no negotiating with these students and professional agitators. We have spent 11 years at Turning Point USA battling these maggots. And I do call them that for a reason. You say death to Jews and you take over a university and you smash windows and say Intifada, I don't think very high of you. It's not about free speech. It's not about the plight of the underserved. They are doing this for a couple reasons. They're doing this because they are legit, fervent, ideological believers in the revolution. But secondly, many people of that hangers-on, it makes them feel good. They get their chance to be part of the history books. They get their chance for mass revolutionary change. It gives them purpose. It fills the void. Do you think this is the story that they wanted in the New York Times? Front page of the New York Times. Not Donald Trump's. There's a little thing about Trump's trial. The bigger story on 1A of all the news that's fit to print here in the New York Times, student Gaza protests deepen Democrat Party rifts. Is that a headline the Democrats want right now? Turmoil stirs divisions on the war and holds election year risk. New York Times. Nearly 7 months after the Israel-Hamas war began, the demonstrations convulsing college campuses nationwide are exposing fresh tensions within the Democrat Party over how to balance free speech protections and support for Gazans with concerns that some Jewish Americans are raising about anti-Semitism. As scenes of campus turmoil play out across the country in the final days of the school year, the moment also carries political risk for a party that has harnessed promises of stability and normalcy to win critical recent elections and faces a challenging battle for control of the government in the fall. The real question is, can the Democrats again portray themselves as the steady hand at the helm, said Dan Cena, a veteran Democrat strategist. Front page of the New York Times. Not Trump's trial, not Trump at court. Instead, how the Democrats can't control their own. And dare I say, when you storm a building and you take over that building, that is an academic insurrection. I don't like that word, but what else would you call it? When you storm the building and you take hostages and you issue demands. And again, the easy take that a lot of people on social media say, could you imagine if a bunch of Trump people took over the university campus? They'd shoot them. And they wouldn't put up with it for 5 minutes if a bunch of MAGA hat wearing frat boys took over the university administration office. But you see how they divide oppressor and oppressed. White MAGA Christian men, they're the oppressors. But the oppressed, such as the radicals at Columbia University, they get to just take over entire buildings. So who will win? Well, it's not actually clear. Left-wing activism has historically been bottom-up. Campus activists are not used to getting shut down. And we can see this at Columbia, where they're getting more and more radical in response. This might climax with Columbia having to either give in or expel or fire literally hundreds of people. And if they can do it, lots of universities might. And now there's national political pressure here. They're losing the Trump in the courtroom narrative. And yes, many of these protests have George Soros, NGO support. Do you notice how they all have the same tents? They all have the same color tents across the country. And they're not following their own rules. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. I talked to you about how horrible nutrition has become for people in our ultra-processed food society. Truth is, it's even worse for our beloved dogs. Seen dog food lately? It's more like dead food. Mr. Briggs is our best friend, and the more adventurous we are, I've realized that food is the most important thing ensuring he's healthy. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has invested everything into bringing our dog's food to life. He created Rough Greens, not dog food. It's a natural supplement to your dog's existing food, full of essential vitamins and minerals and made right here in America. You don't have to change your dog's food. Just adding Rough Greens to their existing diet will be the best decision you ever made to improve their life. Mr. Briggs has more energy, plays longer, and is overall the best version of himself. Dr. Black is so confident that this will change your dog's life, he is providing a free jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it. You just cover the shipping. Head to roughgreens.com/Kirk. That is RUFFgreens.com/Kirk. Go to roughgreens.com/Kirk to grab yours today. Roughgreens.com/Kirk. So there is a man who Hillary Clinton admired. In fact, she admired him so much, she wrote her senior thesis about him. It's a man by the name of Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. Rules for Radicals is the blueprint of how left-wingers are supposed to protest, how they are supposed to effectuate social change. Saul Alinsky was the original community organizer. Barack Obama was an understudy of Alinskyite tactics. Hillary Clinton thought so highly of him, her senior thesis was about him. Saul Alinsky, in the book Rules for Radicals, dedicated the book to Satan, Lucifer, to the first ever rebel. There are 13 rules for radicals. And if you study left-wing protest, they try to always follow these rules. But something has changed. This particular uprising on campus violates several of the rules for radicals. These protests on campus are not helping the Democrat Party. In fact, they are breaking several of Alinsky's rules for radicals. You guys can look them up. You guys can read the book. They're very interesting rules. And when you read it, you say, oh, that makes sense. They employ that tactic commonly or frequently. The rules for radicals, as written, are supposed to be ways to successfully be able to get revolutionaries into power. It is a means to power. It is one of the most important books that you as a conservative can understand for what we're up against. One of the rules for radicals is Rule 13. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it. These protests right now are far too abstract. You see, if they were protesting Biden, then it would have way more spice. It would be more effective. Instead, they're saying, free Gaza. What exactly does that mean? Alinsky writes in the Rules for Radicals that you cannot protest against institutions. You should protest against people. Have they personalized a target? No. In fact, if you go on to the next one of the other rules, Rule 6, a good tactic is one your people enjoy. They have to sleep in tents overnight and not shower. No one is having fun sleeping outside. They're mad. They look angry. It's terrible optics. So they're breaking that rule. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Rule number 7. We are now into the second week of these protests. People are losing patience with them. Nearly the entire country is annoyed with these people. These protests do not come off as noble, just irritating, except to the most die-hard Jew haters in our society. This feels as if it is a runaway train, funded by the most radical elements of the Democrat Party, such as Soros and the revolutionary types, but not oligarch-sanctioned, not sanctioned by the gatekeepers of the Democrat Party. MSNBC is trying to build public support to end these protests and riots. And I have to say, before I play this tape, if you think this is bad, wait until the Democrat convention in Chicago. You guys picked quite a city known for its Democrat protests. Play cut 38.
Elite universities are caught in a trap of their own making, one that has been a long time coming. They've trained pro-Palestinian students to believe that on the oppressor-oppressed axis, Jews are white and therefore dominant, not marginalized, while Israel is a settler colonialist state and therefore illegitimate. They've trained pro-Israel students to believe that unwelcome and even offensive speech makes them so unsafe that they should stay away from campus. What the universities haven't done is train their students to talk with one another.
Well, because speech is oppressive. Speech is a white man's practice. Don't believe me? Read their literature. Speech is a Western tradition that the activists don't believe in. Speech only gives more power to the white man. All that matters is how we get that power back. Speech, the logos, the ability to communicate with one another is something they've always rejected. This is why when I go to a college campus, revolutionaries are trying to prevent my speaking on campus. Joe Scarborough is trying to warn the Democrat Party. You realize this might be 1968 all over again. Disorder in the streets plays into a MAGA advantage. Disorder in the streets bothers the everyday American. And Democrats are losing any advantage they might have had to say that January 6th was a chaotic insult to our traditions. Because now it is the Democrat Party that is allowing out-of-control mobs to storm institutions and to occupy them. Play cut 39.
I've got to say, it makes as much sense in 2024 having 18 or 19-year-old people running college campuses as it did in 1968, which is to say, doesn't make any sense at all. And you do wonder where the adults are, the adults that are supposed to be running the university.
Hold on, Joe. I got to educate you here. You got to have me as a guest on Morning Joe. I'll get up early just for you, Mr. Joe. Where the adults are, the adults in the room, Joe Scarborough, agree with them. The adults subsidize them. The adults train them. Joe Scarborough, I know you like to go on morning television and act with your pomposity and your smugness about how Democrats are better people and how Republicans don't understand the ways of the enlightened man. Where are the adults cheering them on? The adults are linking arms with them. The adults are participating alongside them. The adults are thrilled that this is happening because the adults were revolutionaries themselves back in the 1960s. Joe, the adults never grew up or matured. They only got older. They're the same revolutionaries that stormed the campus back in the 60s, and now they're tasked with teaching the next generation. Let's play cut 66. The adults are on UCLA campus saying they don't like white people. Play cut 66.
Stop.
You're just a white person.
Get out. We don't like white people.
Free Palestine!
That's really what's going on here. And this is a wake-up call for many Jews. And I have sympathy for American Jews that are very confused. However, I have impatience for American Jews that have put up with the anti-white sentiments the last decade and thought it was perfectly fine. Because guess what, American Jews? You're considered white in the eyes of the Marxists. What? I thought white meant like MAGA Christian people in Oklahoma. No. White means you too. Welcome to the most hated class in America today. And Jews are like, wait, I never thought I was white. I don't identify as white. We're Jewish. You don't get to determine the rules. Many American Jews are shocked that the organizations and the charities that they have been subsidizing want them dead. This is cut 67. I think this is illegal, where they are forbidding Jewish students from going to class. That Jewish kids are being physically prevented from going to class. And I want to make sure this is clear. At the foundational level, this is at UCLA, this is coast to coast, it's because they hate Western civilization, and they have now looped all Jews into the white category. So now Jews are experiencing the hate that we white people have been experiencing the last decade, and we've been warning against. Hey, you know that there's like a lot of venom against white people because of the color of their skin? Ah, too bad. Floydapalooza, BLM, diversity is our strength. And now all of a sudden Jews are saying, this kind of feels like how we got to Auschwitz. This doesn't seem right. And I'm glad they're waking up. And it is how you get to mass murder. It is how you get to elimination. By hating one group. By sectarianism and tribalism. And the reason why this is breaking the matrix is that for years, it was fashionable and acceptable to hate white people. It's not as fashionable and acceptable to hate Jews. But if you call Jews white, are you then able to hate Jews? Play cut 67.
You guys have closed the entrance. We are UCLA students. I have my ID right here. I'm being blocked off, not by the security guard, but by you two. You three. Oh, look, they're making their burger while I'm going this way. Excuse me. This is what they do. Everybody, look at this. Look at this. I'm a UCLA student. I deserve to go here. We pay tuition. This is our school. And they're not letting me walk in. My class is over there. I want to use that entrance.
They hate you because now they consider you white. They consider you an oppressor. They consider you a toxin on society. You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly onto you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, and some of you may not even know about it. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel set, $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, their premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425 today. That is promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. You might say, oh, Charlie, come on. The hatred of white people looping in Jews somehow gets you to Auschwitz. On Cut 68, on local television, this is a student who was told by another Arab student, go back to the gas chambers. Oh, yeah. Play Cut 68.
Do you feel safe on campus?
No, I do not feel safe on campus. I have been called names. I have been spit at.
And she's a great-granddaughter of Holocaust survivors.
It is a very, very visceral feeling in me when somebody tells me to go back to the gas chambers.
Now, I mean, look, I'm going to rely on her telling the truth. I wouldn't be shocked because of the venom there. But we have to make sure we're very specific in our reporting here. But we'll take her word at face value because it's consistent with the hatred that we've seen on these campuses. The faculty and the parents that have given money to these universities have done this. I'm going to be very honest. If you have given money to any of these schools, you are a co-sponsor to all of this. If you have sent your kids to these schools, you are a co-sponsor to all of this. Now, many of you meant well when you sent your kids to these schools. Oh, little Johnny's going to go to Yale. Little Johnny's going to go to Columbia. The faculty routinely demonizing America, Western society, white people for decades, at the academy as oppressor and colonialists, and you are now reaping the whirlwind. And let me reiterate one point here. I am personally loving the Republican Party's unity against Jew hatred. It has no place in America. But can we get the same unity about the institutional hatred of white people on campus? And it's even more embedded in our university system, the anti-Semitism. And you might say that those are two different things. No, the white hatred evolved into Jewish hatred because they just loop Jews into white hatred. Because white hatred is just hatred of the West, is what they say. And they conflate the two. And many Jews are saying, no, we're not white. And I just say to myself, wait, hold on. So it's okay to hate white people as long as you're not in the category as white people? Really? That's what some liberal Jews are saying. How about this? It's wrong to hate any group, period. It is evil to label any group. Naming is warfare. And they know what they're doing. And so we are seeing a set of events where the driving and animating force is what they've been taught. This did not come from TikTok. This did not come from social media. No, this has been instructed to them. Parents paid for this. Kids went into debt for this. The academy has become a revolutionary, corrosive force against the American Republic. I wrote in this book, again, as every day goes by, this book becomes more and more prophetic. The College Scam. I have an entire chapter in this book. An entire chapter. Just about Arab foreign influence on campus and Jew hatred. And I remember the media who reviewed this book, they said, oh, it's an exaggeration. It's a conservative talking point. These are Marxist training grounds. These are deployment centers for shock troops to be used against white people, Jews, Christians, Western society. And they will keep on expanding who is in the oppressor group. They are not done because they look at everything through that prism. Are you oppressed or are you oppressor? How do we view things as conservatives, as individuals? Are you a good person or a not so good person? What does your character say? Your actions, your stated beliefs. How do you treat people? We couldn't care less about what tribe you are from. American universities have now shown themselves, they have demonstrated that they are a threat to the homeland. And I want you to think about that. I want you to reflect on that. That the universities that were once the most impressive portions of American life, that used to all be Christian universities at the American founding, have become existential threats to our way of life. They were once known as islands of totalitarianism, and now they are islands of revolutionary anarchy, of hatred of white people, hatred of Jews. And they must be defunded, and they must be collapsed and burnt to a crisp. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.